Democrats proposed the three-member election commission as an antidote to what they claim are partisan excesses of Republican County Clerk Mark Sheldon, who currently runs elections. Sheldon and several Republicans appeared before the county board to defend his practices. But the anti-election commission cause also brought support from two members of the local Green Party. One of them, John Paul Smith of Urbana, said an election board would be less accountable to voters because its members would be appointed, not elected, like Sheldon.
It'll also have the undesirable aspect in that whichever party happens to be in the majority of the county board will basically be assured of being in a majority in the county board of the county election board. And by always having the same party in charge of both, I think that weakens the accountability between the county board and the administration of elections.
But County Board Democrat Bob Kirshner said fixed terms for commissioners would prevent the majority party on the board from stacking the election commission. Kirshner wanted the county board to create an election commission outright, but his idea was replaced in committee by one supporting a referendum. He tried to revive his proposal last night by arguing the commission would also take powers away from the county board, as well as Sheldon. It's the board which decides such things as setting precinct boundaries and what type of voting machines will be used. And Kirshner noted that as county clerk, Sheldon could automatically take a seat on the election commission if he wished.
If he chose to do so, Mr. Sheldon would continue to have input and decision-making authority not only for his current responsibilities, but also for all of the county board's responsibilities, which he has never had and would never have if we retained the current system of divided responsibilities.
But Democrat Steve Beckett said Kirshner's argument was beside the point. Beckett backed an election commission by referendum instead of by county board vote. And he said he did so because the county board was infected by partisanship. Beckett said no matter how good an idea an election commission was, the county board should not have the last word.
Certainly I can decide whether or not I think it's a good idea for me to give up the power. But what about the public? Should the public be permitted to decide whether they want the county board to give up those powers? Maybe they like the check and balance that exists between the county clerk as it now exists and the county board with those shared election responsibilities.
Kirshner's motion to put his original election commission resolution back on the table failed. Three Democrats joined Republicans to create a one-vote margin. After that, the board voted 21-6 to endorse a referendum. Kirshner himself voted against the referendum. He pointed out that the county board has no power to put one on the ballot. Only a petition of voter signatures could do that. County Clerk Sheldon had submitted such a petition earlier in the day, aimed at blocking an election commission if the county board voted to create one. After last night's vote, Sheldon said he was confident the county board would not change its mind on the issue and that voters would in time let him keep his election duties.
Let's focus on how we're going to run a good election in 2004, how maybe we're going to fix some of the things that people have said they would like to see addressed, and then also to have the debate in 2004 in front of the voters instead of just here in front of a few people at the county board meeting.
Sheldon's petitions were intended for a referendum in March of next year, but in a goodwill gesture, he said he would withdraw the signatures and instead aim for a referendum vote in November 2004, when a higher voter turnout is expected. Sheldon says he's confident voters will reject an election commission all the same. I'm Jim Meadows. AM 580 News.